Listen up. As soon as you be quiet, preacher can get my message done. We can go to the carnival. Shh. All righty. Most of you see those bright yellow shirts. It says, Got Life. And John, that's the title of my message this morning, Got Life. Our associate pastor, Dr. David Ballard, got that thought for that Got Life. And he made those shirts off, and it just took hold. And we bought about 70 of them, and a bunch of our people, you'll see our people wearing them all the time. We're excited about, Jesus wants everybody to get life. And I want to read this scripture to you from 1 John chapter 5. It says in 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you got Jesus, you got eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to hope so about heaven. I have a know-so about heaven. Heaven's a prepared place for a prepared people. It's not being Baptist. It's not being Methodist. It's not being Catholic. It's not having catechism. It's not having religion. It's not being a good person. It's not beads. It's not prayers. It's not getting dunked in the water. It's not becoming a member of a church. It's making Christ your Lord and Savior. That's what gets you to heaven. I noted this. The greatest question, Brother Mark, that anyone could ever ask you, and by the way, look up here. Every person in this building, I don't care if you're an adult or a young person, you should know the answer to this question, got life. I preached a funeral this week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I preached a funeral this week of Mr. Coolidge, Mr. Greer, George Greer. What day did I preach it? Tuesday, Wednesday. Sometime this week I preached a message. After VBS, you don't know your name after the week of VBS. Pastor Dave preached a funeral yesterday. Look up here. Every one of us, none excluded, because the Bible says it's appointed on the men once to die and then the judgment. Every one of us will come to a place one day in our life. The only thing that can stop it would be the rapture when Christ comes back for the Christian. But outside the rapture, Brother Freddie, every one of us are going to have an appointment to die. And when you die, listen to me, when you die, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. That's the Bible. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. See, the Bible says, and this is the record, look up here, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. God's keeping a record. Did you know God's keeping a record? He has a record book. His record book is called, Brother Rick, the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you trust Christ as your Savior, that little girl, Annie, that just trusted Christ as her Savior a few minutes ago, her name got written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Bible says that angels are shouting and rejoicing in heaven right now. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9 that it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. And that's why Jesus came. I told the people at the funeral Wednesday, I said, listen, the reason Jesus came and died on the cross of Calvary was because, you know, he knew every one of us were going to die. Everyone, but God didn't want us to die and go to hell. He wants to die and go to heaven. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So the question today, one question, got life? Got life? Stand up, boys. Got life? Turn around. Got life? Sit down. Thank you. Got life? You should know the answer. I'm not worried about being a member of Bethel Baptist Church. I'm not worried about you being a member of any church. I want you to be a member of the family of God. It's not this preacher here. It's what the Bible says. The Bible says, don't worry about, I can mess up. I can mess up and make a lot of errors. But the Bible's true. Don't matter what preacher says. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Don't believe me unless I tell you what the Bible says. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's not hard, Mrs. Knight. That's not hard to understand. You either got Jesus or you don't have him. You either got Jesus and you got eternal life, that's the Son, or you don't have him. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Got life? Got life? Now listen to me. The most saddest person in the world is a person that doesn't know they got life. See, heaven isn't a hope so. Heaven's a no so. Heaven's a prepared place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again to myself to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Heaven's a prepared first place for a prepared people. How do you get prepared? You ask Christ in your life and save your soul. Look up here. The reason I know I'm going to heaven is because in 1969, I got down from an old green couch and I asked Jesus Christ to save my soul. This week I preach to the kids every night about getting saved. Jesus said in John 3:3, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You've got to be saved to go to heaven. A lot of people die and they say, well, I'm hoping I make it. If you're hoping you make it, you're not going to make it. Look up here. You got to get this. You got to get this. You really got to get this. When you die, there's no second chance. There's no second chance. You got to be prepared to die before you die. Look up here, boys and girls. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for all of our sins. Because, see, God said sin had to be judged. Sin had to be punished. And I preached to you Friday about how Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and how they lashed him before they put and they put nails in his hand, nails in his feet. And from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours, Jesus hung on the cross. He suffered and he agonized for you and for me. And the Bible says he died for the whole world. And there the Bible says God poured out his wrath, his judgment on Christ for you and for me. So he could take all our sin and all our punishment. Now watch this. Watch this. All you got to do is receive God's provision. See, that was God's provision for you to get to heaven, Jesus. See, you either can take God's provision or you can take God's wrath. Those, Brother Mark, people that refuse God's provision, his son, you can either let Jesus pay for your sins or you can pay for them yourself. See, the Bible says, for the wages of sin, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But, he don't leave us there, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You either can get God's gift or you can say, I don't care. I'm going to do it my own way. Okay, do it your own way and you'll die and go to hell. I love that thief. I love the thief on the cross. He said, today. He said, Lord, remember me. Remember me when thou comest into thy paradise. And Jesus said, today. See, it's not being good enough to get to heaven. It's just taking God's provision. See, that thief on the cross, Annie, he realized, oh, my lands, I'm a lost sinner going to hell. But this man's dying for me. He's taking my place. Lord, I believe you. I trust you. Remember me when you come into the... He said, today, thou shalt be in paradise. You're going to heaven today, pal. Your name got written down in heaven. I look up here. I was talking to a man this week, years ago, and we lived in Toledo, Ohio. There was a family that we tried to reach for Christ. Preachers went there. Soul winners went there. They laughed at us. They mocked us. They said, you're Christ and all this, but you're talking about your Bible? Forget it. He said, preacher, we went to somebody just to see the grave of our grandfather and grandmother and stuff. And he said, this lady that her mother died 2 weeks ago, the ones that mocked Christ, the ones that laughed at God, he said, we saw her on the grave, and she was weeping, 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 weeping uncontrollable. She was there with Brother Billy. She was there weeping because her mama died with no hope, with no promise, with no joy of heaven. She was weeping because she knew that her mama didn't go to heaven and she had no hope for the future. You see, that man on the cross, when he died with two things. He died with the thief on the cross. When Jesus said, today thou shalt be in paradise with me, he died with the promise of God that eternal life, and he had the hope of heaven. You're here today? You don't have the hope of heaven? We got excited when Coolidge Greer's brother died, George, because a year ago with Kenny Coughlin, George asked Christ to save him. Brother Mike, we were shouting hallelujah. We knew he was in heaven. What about you? Do you have that promise? Do you have that hope? Are you going to have that joy? I'm going to read two more scriptures and I'm going to close. You say, well, there's no book of life. There's no Lamb's book of life. Oh, really? Well, the Bible says in Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, talking about the tribulation Antichrist, whose names are written in the book, and whose names are not written in the book of life, slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, and her clean and white. That's chapter 19. That's for the saved people. In chapter 17, verse 8, the beast that thou sawest was is and not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, go into perdition. They shall dwell on the earth, shall wander, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, and I saw the dead small and great stand before God. The books were open. Another book were open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And verse 15, remember I started in 1 John? I'm closing up now. Remember 1 John? He that the Son hath life. He that not Son of God had not life. And whosoever was not found, verse 15, Revelation 20, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not saved, if you've never trusted Christ, if you've never taken God's provision, your name's not written in the last book of life, and I don't care who you are, you're going to die without God. You're going to die without God's provision. You're going to die without a Savior. You're going to die without hope, and you're going to an eternal judgment of God. The Bible calls it hell. Matthew 13 says it's everlasting fire, wailing and gnashing of teeth. You say, I didn't come to hear a message on hell. No, that's you didn't, but God wanted you to hear. That's why I made it rain today. That's why I made it rain yesterday, so I could preach to you today. That's right. Boy, isn't God good? Look at, I'm going to one more. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defile, neither whatsoever work of the vomit shall make a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a paradise of heaven, and it's for those that have Christ as their Savior. There's a hell. Remember the rich man died in Luke 16, 23, and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torment. He said, I don't believe in hell. It doesn't change. It's still there. I'm going to close with this last verse, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son, that's Jesus, remember? He that the Son hath life. He that not the Son of God hath not life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We're done. Look up here. You've got a choice. God sent his Son. Come here, Brother Mark. I'm going to use you as an illustration. Okay, we'll use Brother Mark here. That's right. Come here. Both of you, Mark. That was God doing that. Thank you. Stay right there. You, Mark, stay there. Mark, this Mark here, Mark Thompson, just for an illustration, we're going to make Mark as an illustration, as an example in closing this message out. I'm going to say you were Jesus. And here's Jesus that died on the cross for this Mark's sin. Are you with me? Here's Jesus that died for his sin. I'm going to be like God the Father. I sent my Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I look like I'm old enough, don't I? Father time. Yeah, baby. Get this truth. Boy, if you can get this truth, if you can just get this truth. Here, I sent my Son from heaven named Jesus. He had no sin. But he died on the cross of Calvary. And they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. And for 6 hours, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., he suffered and died. He took all the wrath, the punishment of God for Mark's sin. He was God's. This man, Jesus, was your provision so you could go to heaven. Now, Mark had to make a choice. Do I take God's provision and become a child of God and let Jesus take my punishment? Or do I say, no, I don't want him. I don't need Christ. I'll take my chances. Well, that means that he forfeits the provision that God gave. Folks, look, it's not religion. I don't care if your guy never goes to church. It's faith in Christ. Don't worry about baptism. Don't worry about being a Baptist, a Catholic, or Lutheran. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's all about Jesus. And only Jesus. So every person like Mark has it. Do I want to take God's provision? Or do I want to just say, fully, I'll do it on my own like Frank Sinatra. I'll do it my way. Are you with me? So when Mark dies, here's the thing. When he dies, what he did with God's, what he does with God, during his life, with God's provision, determines if he goes to heaven or hell. It determines if he lets Jesus take his punishment, or if he takes the punishment himself. Well, you'd have to be an idiot not to take the provision. That's why the Bible says only a fool has said in his heart there's no God. You got to be an idiot. I can't even put it. You're a fool. You can look up and say, oh, I don't believe all the Hogwarts preacher. Okay, then die without God and go to hell. But you go up tonight, you go up and look at the stars and they'll be out tonight. And you just say how they got there by accident. There's a creator in heaven that made them. But I'm glad Mark and Angela and his whole family, one day they said, we're going to take God's provision. And the moment you did, he that had the Son, see, he had the Son, he got life. And God wrote it down, Kenny, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Thank you, fellas. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Today, I'm not asking you to join this church, but I'm asking you, do you've got life? The question I'm just trying to make you think about today, do you got life? Because that's the most important thing in your life, is that you've got life. You can still be a member of whatever church you, I'm not trying to make you change churches. But I want to know, do you got life? Do you got life? He that the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. That's Jesus. If you got Jesus, you got life. How do you get Jesus? All you got to do is ask him in your heart. Say, Lord, come into my heart. Save my soul. I wonder, with every head bowed and every eye closed, you're here today and you don't have life, but you'd like to have life. You can get it right where you're sitting right now. I'm going to help you to get it. I can't save you, but Jesus can. And you can do just what this preacher did about 40 years ago. I got down from my knees, I realized I was a lost sinner. By the way, I was a member of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. I was baptized, I prayed in the church, gave out tracts, and gave money. And I was still going to hell. One night I was reading the Bible, and for the first time in my life, I recognized I was dying and going to hell. And I recognized for the first time in my life, Jesus died just for me. And all I had to do was ask him into my heart, kind of like coming to your house and knocking at your door and say, come on in. And that night I just said, Jesus, come on in. Come on into my heart and be my Savior. Come on in, Jesus. Save my soul from hell and take me to heaven. Come on in and forgive me of all my sins. Come on in. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose. And Jesus, I believe you are the Savior. I need you to get to heaven. Come on in. And that night I asked Jesus in a prayer. That's all you got to do. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ask him to save you, he'll do it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're not here today and you don't know and you'd like to know, forget about religion today. Forget about all what you just. He that the Son hath life. You want to get life? You want to have eternal life? You want to go to heaven when you die? Then ask Christ into your heart. You can say this prayer. Lord, say it with me if you really want Jesus. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose that third day. And Jesus, I believe you're in heaven. And Jesus, I want to take you as my provision. You died for my sins, and God made you come down for me, and I want to take that provision. Jesus, come into my heart. Save my soul from hell. Take me to heaven when I die. I'm trusting you right now as my Savior. Amen. No one looking around. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I promise you, I'm not going to come to you. I'm giving you my word. I'm not going to come to you. But I just want to see. The Bible says those that trust Christ should not be ashamed of them. If you just said that prayer and meant it, and you just asked Christ to save you, would you just raise your hand? Could I see that? God bless you. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. God bless you. I see those hands. Hey, man, there's adults with the children also. God bless you. In the near future, you want to know more, you come and we'll show you. The next thing you should do, not to be saved, because you're already, if you meant that from your heart, you're going to heaven. If you died today, if you meant that, you asked Christ to save you, you meant that, you're going to heaven right now. But now God wants you to grow in grace. The next step of obedience is to get baptized. You could talk to us about that. We could do that in the future if you'd like us to do it. We're glad that you're here today. We're going to have the carnival now. I hope you have a great time. We're going to do a penny march, and then we're going to have the carnival. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there must have been at least 20 to 25, probably at least 20 hands or more. I didn't count them. There were hands risen on both sides of the building. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that these people that asked you to know him as Savior, would you, Holy Spirit, work in their heart Let them know that they're saved and help them to grow in grace. And Lord, if we can be a help with their life, draw them to us. Let us be an encouragement and help to them. Pray you'll bless the kids. Pray that you'll give them a great time in VBS and the carnival. We thank you for the wonderful week we've had. Thank you for my church that loves these children, that loves people being saved, that give financially. Lord, they give themselves. They support the preacher behind this. Would you bless my church, Father? Thank you for our church that loves you. And bless the remainder of this day, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.